This is Earth and Sky on barrier islands, sand drift islands that front a coastline.
Barriers actually are perfectly named. They are barriers to waves and surges, particularly during storms, to protect the mainland.
That's Stephen Leatherman, director of the Laboratory for Coastal Research at Florida International University. He said people are drawn to barrier islands for their gorgeous beaches, so many have houses, restaurants, marinas, and roads.
But barrier islands don't stay put. They're pushed by tides and reshaped by storms. A hurricane can divide an island in an afternoon. Meanwhile, Leatherman said, we try to keep barrier islands where they are.
We're spending hundreds of millions of dollars trying to maintain beaches through beach nourishment. So we're dredging sediment from offshore, trying to restore the beach to try to hold the barrier island in place and not let the shoreline move. We're trying to hold the line.
An alternative would be for us to move with the beach. On Maryland's Assateague Island, all the beach facilities are on skids. They're moved back in hurricane season. Houses on North Carolina's Outer Banks are designed to be relocated when the sea comes too close. But solutions are tougher on barrier islands that have cities on them. Leatherman said that Galveston Island, Texas, is in a pitched battle with the sea to try to maintain its position.
And for more from Dr. Leatherman, come to earthsky.org. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.